Gemara, the afilu achas shiasa pesach. Let's say somebody hops to Ryan and brings his korban pesach 12:30. He's the first one alone. Right after the time 12:30, he brings his korban pesach. What about after that? Bechura, that person should be allowed to eat. If the only reason why you can't eat is because we're afraid if you start to eat, you won't bring your korban. Bechura, after you brought your korban, it should be muta. So he says no. Filu v'yoser kadesh lo yimar lechol v'yasa pesach shleikero. We're afraid that the person knows he can eat afterwards. You know what the person's going to do? He's going to rush to do the korban pesach right away because they will go home and be able to eat. Therefore, Rabbanan said nothing doing. You're not allowed to eat a suda, erev pesach, mechat pesach, yaman, because that's the time to take care of the korban pesach. We'll soon see. Don't have to starve. You're allowed to eat certain things. We'll soon see what. But I call upon him a suda, you're not allowed to have then. That's one spur. Oy duma, maybe not. Somach lemincha ketana tanan. Maybe our Mishnah means only mincha ketana means a small amount of davar mincha, which is 3:30 in the afternoon. That's 9.5 hours of the day. Or mishum matzah. And then what's the reason for that? It has nothing to do with the korban pesach, because korban pesach this man is chasois. I was saying even after chasois you're allowed to eat. So the reason why you can't eat is not because we're afraid you won't bring korban pesach, but rather we're afraid if you start to eat a suda at 3:30 in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're afraid you'll be filled up. By the time it comes nighttime, and when it comes to eat the matzah, you won't eat it the time, you won't eat it the right way. Maybe you'll eat the matzah when you're full already. And achila gasa means you're stuffed already. And when you eat something when you're stuffed, that's not called an achila even. So it's a shayla. It depends how stuffed you are. There are two dargas of stuff. There's one stuffing mamish that you can't take in your mouth anymore. It's just mamish. Yeah, it's painful to eat it. Then you're not makaring the mitzvah at all. That's not called achila at all. Another type of stuff is that even though the mouth we could eat more, but you're full already. Really, you wouldn't want to eat. You're just eating more and more and more. So such an eating, you would be the kind of the mitzvah, but it's not a nice mitzvah. It's not called the mitzvah min amukher. So either one will be the shashir. We're afraid if you start having your suda at 3 o'clock, maybe you'll still be so full at night that you won't be able to eat the matzah. So that's the shalom. What's the reason why does our Mishnah say next to mincha you can't eat? Is it a shalom you'll be too full at night because of the matzah? Then it's enough just to stop at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Or do we say no, it's because of the korban pesach, you have to stop at 12 o'clock? So the Rashbam, my Dilma, stomach of mincha ketana. V'hainu b'gemar tesh shoyis, at the end of the ninth hour of the day. The metisha shoyis o machzah, hevi zman, the akrovas tomid shokol ha-shona. That in 9.5 hours of the day, that's the time they brought the tomid shabin abayim. Kishumukh, the ashtim mishuminuyim epizchuleka. There's no shalat pesach right now, because it's after the zman, like you started the zman already. Rashi asked the question, but why does Gemara only say at nighttime you have to eat the korban pesach also? So why doesn't the Gemara say maybe you'll start eating 3 o'clock and you'll be filled up, you won't be able to eat the korban pesach at night? The Gemara is talking even b'zman ha-beis ha-migdish that they have the korban pesach. So why doesn't the Gemara stay lushin? We're afraid the pesach, the meat you eat at night, will be in the achila gasa. That's why Rashi's response is sound. The Yafagav du nechal al asreva, even though you're supposed to eat it after you're a little satisfied, of achila gasam, miyu reino achila. But if you eat it when your mom is stuffed already, that you can't eat anymore, that's not called achila. Or the Kodesh Shemaziku, that's called a mazik, it's not even called achila. The Kodesh Shemaziku, that's called a mazik, it's not even called achila. So the question then, why does the Mishnah the Gemara only say, you shouldn't be full in order to eat the matzah? The Gemara should have said, you shouldn't be full in order to eat the Korban Pesach. Rashban says el mishum lagabe lechem have yachila gasa biyachila muetis look at matzah. In other words, if a person is a little bit full, he doesn't want to eat any more bread. Bread you only eat when you're really hungry. Mashenkein meat, even though you're a little bit full already, meat you still eat. Like meat is a more geshmak etam, so there we're not afraid if you'll have a suda at 3 o'clock, you'll be too full to eat the meat. Meat is a geshmak etam, you'll always eat the meat. You're only afraid you'll be too full, you won't want to eat the matzah. Inami revusa koma, voka koma. That's what it means to say. That's the Chiddush. But this month is a Korban Pesach, you're right. There'll be a Shalach for not Korban Pesach, there'll be a Shalach for eating the Pesach at night. But the next Oiduma means the Mishnah's talking about even Bizman is there when there's no Korban Pesach. There's no Chash for the Korban itself. But still there's an Indian of eating the Matzah. We're afraid maybe you'll be too full, you won't eat the Matzah at night with the right appetite. So that's the Shalach. Samara says, Omer Ravina Toshima, come Avinya Raya, that Afilo Agrifa Samelech, even this king Agrifa, as Rashbam says, Koyma, Hanu Ravusa, I will soon see, but the Agrifas, here the text says, Pirsh Rashbam Melech Kosher, Mavnei Chashmanoi Hoya. He was a king, one of the kings of Chashmanoi. Well, the dog says, Logan says, no, he wasn't a good king. I call upon him, Afilo Agrifa Samelech, Shurogu Lecho Vatesha Shois. He used to have his meal, his main meal of the daytime, was the ninth hour of the day. That's when he used to have his meal. Still on Erev Pesach, he is not supposed to eat up until nighttime. That's what the Brisa says. There's a Chiddush, even a person that always has his meal, every day of the year he eats, like 9 o'clock, the ninth hour of the day, still on Erev Pesach he should not eat. Now the Mosul says, Iyamit Vishleima, Samach Leminchik Tana Tanan, if you're going to tell me, the Mishnah says, you know when you're not allowed to start eating, you're not allowed to start eating at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So Bezoi, Haina Revusa the Agrit. This is the Chiddush of the Melech Agris that he can't eat, even though he starts eating really at 2 o'clock. At the ninth hour means the beginning of the ninth hour. That's 2 o'clock. Still, he can't start eating his Sudan Erev Pesach. That's the Chiddush. And we'll soon see why not. Even though really 2 o'clock is still all right. Like at the beginning of the ninth hour, it's all right. It's only the beginning of the tenth hour. 3 o'clock, it's no good. But the Rashbam speaks out. But since he's going to start eating first at 2 o'clock, we know for sure his meal is going to continue on after the 3 o'clock point. So it's as if he's starting after 3 o'clock. That's the Chiddush. Then I hear a big Chiddush. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Somach Lemincha Gdela Tanan, that the Al Mishnah says you're not allowed to have a Suda. On Erev Pesach means at 12 o'clock you have to stop eating. You have to stop eating the Suda. You can't start then. My Ravusa the Agrifus. What's the Chiddush then that even this King Agrifus, he can't start having his Suda at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Chali Sirolani Kara, treat this off of him. Because at 12 o'clock already, it was also for anybody to start having the meal. So what's the Chiddush of Raita saying that Agrifas can't start his meal? Hey, Mishlei, if you tell me everybody 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock is allowed to start. Only at 3 o'clock you're not allowed to start. Then it's the big Chiddush, Agrifas can't start at 2 o'clock. Because for him, starting at 2 is like he's starting at 3. But if you tell me everybody has to start by 2, at 12 o'clock, so what's the Chiddush of him? So Gemara answers Enoch Nami. Ella, what do you want to tell me? Some of the Minchik Tana Tanan. The Mishnah Taka means you can't start having your Suda at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when it's Osir. Somach Lemincha. Mincha Ketana is 3:30. So Somach means a half an hour before that, you can't start having your Suda. For the Gemara, Soif Soif, my Revusa the Agrifus. Hamat Leifrani Surah. Lechur, what's the Chiddush of the Agrifus? It's Osir. Pshit is Osir. Lechur is going to come to eat after 3 o'clock. So Gemara says no. Ma the time, I would have thought like this. That Tisha Shoyis Lagrifus, Kiyabe Shoyis Tidan Domi. I would have thought that just like us, when do we have our meal? The fourth hour of the day. That's when we have our meals. That's very good. We eat in the morning, and at night time we're hungry again to eat again. Now Agrifus, every day he has his meal first 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I would think, since that's the meal he eats every day, still he eats supper at night. So for him, tea 2 o'clock doesn't bother him. Because by night time, for sure, still be hungry. Because every day is Ragu Bekach. Hey, sorry, when is it also for a normal person that usually has his meal, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning? So if he's going to eat now again 3 in the afternoon, he'll be finished for the day. He won't be able to eat at night time. But I would have thought someone like Agrifus that doesn't eat in the morning. The first food he has is only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, even though it goes from 2 to 3:30. But I would have thought, since he's always Ragu like this, and at night time still he could have another Suda, maybe it's Mutter. Kamashmullah knows still it's Osir. That's the Chiddush. So Melo, the Gemara Lechur blinds like this, that we had before, that the Pshat Nal Mishnah is, it's only Osir from Mincha Ketana. From 3 o'clock and on, that's when you're not allowed to have any Mizoynis on Erev Pesach. But before 3 o'clock, it's Taka Mutter. That's the Rashba. Agrit Vesam Melech, he says, Melech Kosher Hoya, Mimalchen Chashmanoi. Lohoya Oichol Ad Shor Tisha. He did start having his meal every day of the year until the beginning of the ninth hour. So Ravusa the Agrifas, the Drashba, Kloima. Haina Ravusa is a tremendous Chiddush. The Tony the Brightson, Afilu Agrifas, that Afagav the Adayin Le Ochal. He didn't eat yet today. Uzmani Sura Le Mota. It's only 2 o'clock when he starts eating. It's the beginning of the ninth hour. It's only us to the beginning of the tenth hour. 3 o'clock it's also. So when he's going to start eating his Sunday Erev Pesach, it's really only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it should be Mutter. Obakati, Bishor Chiyas, Avyacha Tisha, the whole 2 o'clock is still Mutter to eat. Afilu Hochi Lo Yoichel, still the Chiddush is he's not allowed to eat. Mishom Demoshech Le Atmani Surei, for sure his meal will continue into 3 o'clock. Therefore, the yisan of lo yoikol, we tell him you have to not eat today, and you have to like fast, but don't have your main meal. Then it's good the chiddush of agrifus. Early, but if you're going to tell me, that everybody has to stop eating by 12 o'clock, ulamala osir. At least now I start eating then. My afternoon agrifus, what's the chiddush? When it comes 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Pshita he can't start a Suda. It's after 12 o'clock already. So then we're at the Kashino, but still, if you say it's Osir at 3 o'clock, what's the Chiddush of Agrifus? So Rashbam says, Kodim Shigmas Dosling, the Afilu Rabbi Yosi, the Poly, that's, you know. So asking Mar Seretz here, that I would have thought that since he's wrong to eat every day like this, 2 o'clock, so even though he still goes from 2 to 3.30, but since every day that's the way he eats his meal, so for him I wouldn't be afraid. I know when it comes nighttime, he's going to have an appetite, he'll be able to eat. Kamashtvan still knows, there's a loy klub, that even though your rug will eat every day 2 to 3.30, and still you have a sudur at night, but since everybody's not that way, everybody, normal person, if he eats 3 in the afternoon, he'll be full at nighttime, so we don't let you eat either. And that's talking about locham. And after 3 o'clock, you're not supposed to start a sudur on Erev Pesach. Mashmalan. Says Mara, Amar Abasi, Matfil Biyarki. You should know, even after 3 o'clock, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat your rokis. That you're allowed to. You're allowed to eat some vegetables. It doesn't mean you have to starve. It just means you should have something of a mezonos. But that portion of vegetables, that's mutter. So the Rashbam, Matfil Biyarki and Amincha Lamalo, he ate things. That's what I write to you. No, I skipped more before. But I'm with you. I'm a Rabbi Yossi, so I'm a Rabbi Yossi. I will not follow the Minat HaGima. You're allowed to eat Minat HaGima. Even though you're not allowed to eat like a Suda, but you're allowed to eat Minat HaGima. What does Minat HaGima mean? So Rashbam says, Tagima means Peirois Ubasar. You're allowed to eat fruit or meat. But Lo Yilechem without having tied of bread. The Shaitz of bread is Chametz, means even Matzah, the Matzah Shirah. What did not get matzah? What's this lashon of matzah dipping in? Shekol my cholam my day tibble. They used to dip in one into the other. So he holds you're allowed to eat minat hagima. So Tosfos says, what is minat hagima? Pirush Rashbam peiris ubosar b'lo lechem. You're only allowed to eat fruit or meat. So Tosfos learn here. He doesn't like this pshat. The arminim but they said to the ketzel of orchin have you the fun of minat hagima? If they brought her funny minat hagima, mevora vore minim azaynus. That's the bracha you have to make on minat hagima. You only make a barmini mezainis on something made out of flour. It has to be like cake. So the Chruetz Tosfos wants to learn mashmi, even cake you would be allowed to eat after 3 o'clock. It's only matzah shiri not allowed to eat. A meal Tosfos maybe not like that. The Ferek Basu the Yuma, Ike Chachnu the Mishani, the Boy Seima, Haimri Tagima the Peri. A mother Mandiom there says no. Clearly that Tagima means only fruit. And that's Talocha. But on Erev Pesach, after 3 o'clock, you're not allowed to eat anything that has flour inside it. Even if you have Pesach cake, that's not matzah. So if you used to keep matzah on Erev Pesach, you don't have. But you're not allowed to eat anything that has flour inside it after 3 o'clock. You're only allowed to eat either fruits or vegetables or else meat, or cheese. But not something made from Chamesh Samin. Item. Rav Yitzchak Matzah Biyarki. Rav Yitzchak used to eat vegetables. It's after 3 o'clock in Erev Pesach, he would eat vegetables. So Rashbam Biyarki, Hoyoichu Yarek Menaminchu Lamala, Lefi Sheino Masbiya. His vegetables don't fill you up. That's why you used to eat vegetables. That's one pshat. Venira Veina Rashbam says another pshat. The Migra Liba Faker. It's a good thing to eat vegetables because it gives you a bigger appetite. V'yocho matzal teyogun. Hey, the more vegetables you eat in the afternoon, the more it's going to make you have a bigger appetite to eat at night time. Yes, sir. Well, the thing of koi yoichu yerek. Therefore, bedaf was matzal teyogun vegetables. V'hoi yinoi kein. Ki yin erev Pesach. He only did this in erev Pesach. K'dei laham shech lecho b'layla. In order to have a good appetite at night time. K'dei amina masech the shavak ha'atelim. Amrev chizah bar avirab. The lecho yarkim is shon the migra libay. Don't eat vegetables because it makes you eat a lot. So mashma though, but it is something that gives you a big appetite. See, on Erev Pesach, he used to do it. Like we'll soon see next Gemara also. He used to drink a lot of wine because that makes you, gives you a very good appetite. So that's the Rashbam learned. You should eat vegetables in Erev Pesach, it will give you a good appetite. Tanya Nam Yoch have arrived for this also. Hashamish, the waiter. Matz filled with Mei Mayim. When he's preparing the Suda on Erev Pesach after Mizman Mincha Ketana, after 3 o'clock, he's allowed to eat the insides of Mei Mayim. The nice of Mei Orchim. And he can even give it to the Orchim also. Why? Well, as Rashbam also says, because this type of a food is a good hors d'oeuvres that makes you want to eat more. It gives you a good appetite. So the Kanto make you eat a lot by the Seder by night. So Rashbam telling them Yochi, the Yochla Minata Gimer Pesach, Kedei, Laham Shechasalei, to give you a good appetite to eat more. Is a shamish matzul v'nei mayin, klaimah, the v'nei mayin, the insides of the animal, shel behemus, ha'nishchotim l'sudas yomtiv, v'gam noisum mehem, the v'nei orchim, it's good to give it to the guests also, ha'mnuyim yachal ha'pesach, k'dei sheyochlu matzul pesach l'tiyovim, k'dei at night time will have a very good appetite, and they want to eat better. And this is Erev Pesach, like it says in Tosefta.
Yeah.
This is the Rashbam's Shabbaitim. The Afal Pi Shein Raya L'Dover, I don't have any real pasuk for this. Al Bezeichu L'Dover, I have a Zeichu for this. Shenem, the pasuk says, Nir Ulechem Nir, you should plow for yourself the field, V'yat Yisroel V'Koytzim, and don't just let the fields go in vain, and you'll have only Koytzim, only thorns growing there. So that's Rashbam. The Afal Pi Shein Raya L'Dover, the Achilo Mashachas Achilo, I don't have a clear Raya that one type of a food could give you a good appetite, eat more food, but Zeichu L'Dover Yesh. Still, the pasuk says, "Niru lechem nir." Means, "Here will Lord one novi dugma shechoshem esakako." You should plow the field. Kadei lekabelas asriya. Kadei you'll be able to put the seeds inside the ground. For yemeinu kurusha, if you don't plow it first, ainu mekabelas asriya. Won't be able to receive the seeds. Is that for the same thing by a man? Ha'oichel devarim shein mashbiin esodim. You can eat certain foods that don't fill you up. That's the way he learns this chart like this. Right, huh? Rav also have a shosi, chamra, kulei, maile yomad epischo. The whole day Erev Pesach is busy drinking wine. He drank a lot of wine. Why? Ki hecha de negrora lalibe. Today it should give him a very good appetite that at night he'll want to eat a lot. The necho matzah tvei. He'll want to have a good enjoyment, he'll enjoy eating the matzah. He'll have a good appetite then. Matzah tvei liyurt, by night time. Omar Rova, so Rova says, "We know, I mean, how do I know this? The chamro nigra goru, that drinking wine gives you a good appetite. That's not, we learned like this."